from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Mitch, please. All right, guys. Well, yesterday I was listening into the Cowboys press conferences in preparation for this Sunday.
Great.
Pass rusher Micah Parsons caught my ear the most by using some deadly terms to describe how he wants to elevate in his 4th NFL season.
It's like, who are you going to become to as you keep getting better? And it always brings me an analogy of it's the killer, the hitman, and the assassin. You know, the killer, sloppy. You know, he's probably going to get caught. You know, he's not very good at what he does, but he's a killer. You know, he's raw on the streets. And you got the hitman. The hitman might not get caught, but you know who did it. You know, like, he's probably a little bit more clean. And the assassin, you don't even know he's there. You don't even know he done it. You know what I'm saying? So each time you really want to develop, and I think at this 4th-year mark for me, I think I'm ready to be an assassin.
Well, they do know who this the assassin is if he misses, and then they take him out.
This is Micah Parsons?
Yes.
Is this the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe? What are these nicknames you're making
what
up
in
for
the world?
Yourself?
You know, Micah
what
does,
are you doing?
Micah does a podcast every week, and it seems like there are more headlines that come out of his podcast than even Jerry Jones.
Easily.
When he does his
interviews. Yes. Hey, say what you want to. Again, it's Jerry Jones is one of the most interesting people in professional sports. Because he wants the conversation on the Cowboys, good or bad, doesn't matter. Yeah. Whether people are exasperated with them, think they're a clown show, or whether they think they're the greatest organization in professional sports, he wants the conversation on them. And Micah Parsons, I tell you, he's taken right out of his boss's book and always adds something. What'd he say? The assassin and the what now?
The killer, the hitman, and the assassin.
Wasn't that the same thing?
No, he went to great lengths to try to
define which ones was
yeah,
which.
But because you say a lot of words, I mean, it I fill 4 hours every day, but a lot of people think I'm full of it.
It all ends in death, Ken.
Well, I don't want anybody dying out there for crying out loud.
Well,
it's a football game.
You.
It's week one. We got 16 more to go.
In the movie The Professional, Leon, was he a hitman or was he an assassin?
I don't know.
Was he just a killer?
I don't know.
He was a professional.
Anyway, I ran the poll. Well done there, Mitch. I ran the poll.
What'd you run the poll on, Ken?
Did you ever see Road to Perdition? That movie
sucked.
All right, who do you trust more at left tackle? Jed Wills or Jack Conklin? 81% said Jack Conklin. Guys, I don't want to be this guy. You guys are nuts.
Now, in the movie The Jackal, Bruce Willis is actually...
He is not in the top 10.
He's a hitman.
All right, here I go. Down the list, all right? This is PFF last year.
Takes out Jack Black with a big weapon.
Here we go, real quick. Who's better, Jed Wills or Trent Williams? Jed Wills or Tristan Wirfs? Jed Wills or Penei Sewell? Jed Wills or Kristen Darrisaw? Which, by the way, Myles Garrett stoned him in the joint practices. Jed Wills or Jordan Mailata? Jed Wills or Lane Johnson? Jed Wills or Tyron Smith? Jed Wills or Laramie Tunsil? Jed Wills or Rashawn Slater? I would say he's better than Colton Miller. I would say he's better than Andrew Thomas. I would say he's better than Terron Armstead. I think he's probably at the back end of the top 15. He's somewhere in there.
So you think he's 15th?
Yes, which means he's middle of the road.
If he's middle of the road, then you're signing him to an extension.
I would assume so. Yes, I would assume so. This is a big year for him, and he's not well liked by the fan base. And I've given basically I mean, ancillary, silly reasons for it. But the more time goes by, the more I think that those reasons are the reasons why people don't like him. Honestly, I really do. I think for Jed Wills, he has a way about him that says that he doesn't really care. I'm not going to sit there and defend his work ethic, his work, the value that he has in
football.
So
you think he has a bad work ethic?
No. I didn't say that. I'm saying I can't defend it. I'm saying I'm not defending it. I'm sorry. I've heard plenty of people who've sat
Sounds
there.
Sounds like you're saying he has a bad work
ethic. All right, well, I've heard of plenty of people who know more about football than me who have questioned it. So what do you want from me? But I'm pointing out.
I want your answer.
Even as that is the case, you have a guy who hasn't played left tackle since 2017.
That's
Jed Wills was playing left tackle last year, and he plays it relatively well.
And now I'd say
that's my issue with this entire poll. I know you guys don't like Jed Wills, and I'm sorry you don't like Jed Wills. He is the best we have for the position.
I would normally, in this part of the show, default to, well, he knows the system. But what is the system? How much have they changed the blocking schemes? I mean, John Greco says not a big deal, but we'll see.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.